through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. If trouble come knocking at your door, don't be afraid, it's not like before. Don't you give in, don't let it bring you down. You don't have to worry anymore. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. If trouble come knocking at your door, don't be afraid, it's not like before. Don't you give in, don't let it bring you down. You don't have to worry anymore. Jesus said, I have overcome. Brothers and sisters, it's time to celebrate. You don't have to worry anymore. We've been made more than conquerors through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. If trouble come knocking at your door, don't be afraid, it's not like before. Don't you give in, don't let it bring you down. You don't have to worry anymore. Jesus said, I have overcome. Brothers and sisters, it's time to celebrate. You don't have to worry anymore. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is Archbishop Stephen John Bukuru of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, Our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry, speaking you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. God has given me a message to share with the people of America today, and I'm going to deliver it because as a prophet of God, I need to say what God is saying. I need to deliver to the people what God has asked me to deliver. That is the call God has placed on my life to deliver his messages and his word to his people. And the theme of our discussion is Jesus gave us freedom. Jesus gave us freedom. Our text is taken from John chapter 8, verse 32. The gospel according to St. John chapter 8, verse 32. And then also John chapter 8, verse 36. The two scriptures are tied together in this message. It says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Then in verse 36, if the Son of God shall set you free, you are free indeed. Who is the truth? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, according to John 14, verse 26, Jesus made it clear that he is the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. So the truth we present in is Jesus Christ himself. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Freedom comes through Jesus Christ. It is true that we are celebrating independence, we are celebrating freedom, we are celebrating liberty. Come July 4th. But the real independence, the real liberty, the real freedom is Jesus Christ in our heart, the one that has come to set us free over 2,000 years ago on Calvary's tree, when he gave his life, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, and by his stripes we were healed. That is the real freedom. Of course, there is political freedom, there is economic freedom. But the real freedom, the true freedom, is when the Lord Jesus Christ comes into your life and dwells in you and lives in you, and you continue to walk in his ways, in the way of righteousness. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, the wisest man that ever lived, King Solomon, said, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness promotes a nation. Righteousness upgrades a nation. Righteousness is a blessing to any nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. Can we then live in sin that grace may abound? Today we talk about grace and favor and mercy. Yes, of course, those things are good. But how can you escape if you neglect such a great salvation? How can you live in sin that grace may abound? God is speaking to our nation to repent and turn from our evil ways. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, turn from your wicked ways, turn from your wicked ways, saith the Lord of hosts. Turn from your wicked ways. I, God, will heal the land. God wants to heal America. But have you turned from your wicked ways? God wants to heal this nation. God wants to heal you. God wants to heal the economy. God wants to bring us out of problems and difficulties and all the things that are happening around us. God wants to bring us out, but there is a condition. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, turn from their wicked ways, turn from their wicked ways, I, God, will heal the land. There's wickedness in the land, all kinds of evil. We are now living like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And of course, you know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah and how they all ended up with God's judgment upon their lives. And God destroyed the whole of that nation because of immorality, sexual perversion, uncleanness, unrighteousness. And they incurred the judgment of God because they live in sexual perversion, sexual immorality, uncleanness, unrighteousness, inordinate affection. Sin is a reproach to any nation. And let me tell you, God is speaking to this country to repent, or else there will be judgment on this land. And already it has begun. You can see all kind of atrocity, all kind of calamities, and all kind of strange things are happening, floods, and all kinds of traumatic and tragic experiences that are going on all over the country. God is speaking to us to repent today and turn from our wicked ways so that he can heal this land of America. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. There's no one holy, there's no one righteous. God is calling us to come back. This nation was founded on God's principle. This nation was founded on the Bible. This nation started as a godly nation, a holy nation, a mission-sending nation. This nation was founded on God's principles. In God we trust. Welcome to God's own country. One nation under God. That was how this country started, with God's name on it. And now we are deviating from God. We are worshiping idols and worshiping all kinds of evil, all kinds of immorality. We are giving preeminence to all kinds of things. If you want to know that God hates sin, ask the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. They will tell you more about it. God is calling us today to repent of our sin. Let us search and try our ways and return back to the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 40. The book of Lamentations chapter 3 verse 40 to 42. The prophet Jeremiah was crying. Oh, people of God, let us repent and search and try our ways and return to the Lord. They mocked him. And the people, you know, beat him and threw him in the well and threw him in the prison. But at the end of the day, the word of God prevailed. Truth must prevail over lies. Truth must prevail over unrighteousness. Let us search and try our ways and turn again unto the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 40 to 43. We need to examine ourselves whether we have sinned in the Lord. Is it how we started? Where is the first law? The first law we have for God is this nation. All over the world, America is known as a Christian nation, a godly nation, a mission-sending nation, God's own country. But now all kinds of evil prevail. God is calling us to repent and turn again unto the way of righteousness. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, But the end thereof is the way of destruction. If we don't want to be destroyed, we better seek the way of righteousness. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leadeth to eternal life, but broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are following the broad way of sin, the broad way of lying, the broad way of adultery and fornication and immorality and sexual perversion, the broad way of killing people and shooting guns and shooting and killing and immorality and all kinds of sexual perversion, the broad way that leads to destruction. Jesus said many are finding it. But narrow is the way that leads to eternity. Beloved, God is calling us today to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life, the way of righteousness, the way of Jesus, the way of holiness, the way of obeying God's word and doing the will of God, the way of serving God and worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Jesus said, not anyone that saith me, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that doeth the will of the Father. Of course, Jesus made this clear. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that doeth the will of the Father. There is a will of the Father. There is a purpose why God created us. There is something we must do to serve and to worship God. The whole purpose of man on earth is to serve God and to keep his commandments. We're created to love God and to serve God and to worship. God is calling us today to repent and turn unto the way. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. The wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. Fall of sin and come short of his glory. Including you, my friend. Including you. Fall of sin and come short of his glory. Including you, my friend, including you. The wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. The wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. Fall of sin and come short of his glory. Including you, my friend, including you. Fall of sin and come short of his glory. Including you, my friend, including you. The wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. The wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. Fall of sin and come short of his glory. Including you, my friend. Including you. Fall of sin and come short of his glory. Including you, my friend, including you. The wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. The wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. The wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. I have a question for you. Where will you spend eternity? Where will you spend eternity? You want to go to hell? Beloved, when you follow Satan, you go to hell. When you don't worship Christ, you go to hell. When you worship demons, you go to hell. When you don't follow the Lord Jesus Christ, when you don't receive him as your personal Lord and Savior, then eternity is not for you. Today, now is the time of salvation. You need to repent and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior so that you have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? You don't have to spend eternity in hellfire. Jesus is calling you today to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is calling you to come. They shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and he shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Romans chapter 11, verse 26. Romans chapter 11, verse 26 say, they shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and he shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Jesus is our deliverer. He's the one who came over 2,000 years ago, lived on earth, and died on Calvary Street, shed his blood for the remission of your sins. As many as received him, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. Deliverer is coming to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you open up and let him come into your life, he will give you peace because he is the Prince of Peace. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. When you have him, you have peace. When you have him, you have joy. When you have him, you have love. When you have him, you have everything. Why will you worship Satan and go to hell when Jesus is calling you today? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. He has come to reveal the way of righteousness. Jesus has come to give you freedom. Freedom through Jesus Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 says, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. The Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is liberty. May you receive that liberty today. May you receive that freedom now. May that liberty come into your life. When you accept him as your Lord and personal Savior, then you have freedom from sin. You have freedom from sickness. You have freedom from the devil. You have freedom from evil. You have freedom from witchcraft. You have freedom from oppression and depression and obsession. The real freedom is through Jesus Christ. That's where we get freedom. That's where we get liberty. He came to give us liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. The real liberty we celebrate it now is through Jesus Christ. When you receive him into your life, into your heart, and you make him your Lord and personal Savior, he gives you freedom. And that is the freedom we're talking about. That is the independence. That is what we are celebrating today, that we are now celebrating the freedom that Christ provided for us. Real freedom is through Jesus Christ. Freedom is not through politics, it's not through economic. Freedom is not through any man. Freedom comes through Jesus Christ. Liberty comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Some time ago, I went to preach in a country called Sierra Leone, one of the countries in West Africa called Sierra Leone. I went to preach over there, and I preached in so many churches and even in their stadium and in so many places, and the Lord moved mightily. The capital of that country is called Freetown. The capital of Sierra Leone is called Freetown. They call it Freetown, free. But guess what? As I looked at the lives of the people, I could tell that there was no freedom yet. Because the real freedom from sin, freedom from evil, freedom from war, freedom from fighting, freedom from oppression wasn't there Whereas they answer the name freedom, you know, Freetown, there is no freedom in the air. And so we proclaim the word of God. Jesus Christ is the real freedom giver. Jesus Christ has come to give us liberty. Why not receive him today as your personal? The liberty we're talking about is through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's no other foundation which any man could lay. Today, when you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your heart. Now is the day of salvation. Faith is now. Salvation is now. Wherever you are, I want to pray with you right now that Jesus will come into your heart, that the Spirit of God will give you liberty. There is no liberty from any other source except through Jesus Christ. When Jesus comes into your heart, into your life, then are you really free indeed? If the Son of God shall set you free, you are free indeed. If the Son of God shall set you free, you are free indeed. If Jesus shall set you free, you are free indeed. Who else will set you free? No one except Jesus Christ our Lord. I pray that you will receive him as your personal Lord and Savior. Let him come into your heart and dwell in you, that you will be a child of God, born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. The devil will not have you. Satan will not have you. The Holy Spirit will possess you and use you and make you a servant of the Most High God. I pray that this word will find a place in your life today, that you will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Please forward this message to all your friends and everyone around the world. This message applies to every other nation, to every other country, to every other people. That Jesus Christ has come to give us liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. As we celebrate independence, this period is the time for you to pray for the real freedom to come into your life, for true liberty to come into your life. John chapter 8, Jesus said, if the Son of God shall set you free, then you are free indeed. If Jesus shall set you free, then you are free indeed. Why not receive Jesus Christ into your heart today, into your life, so that he gives you spiritual freedom. The real freedom from sin, from evil, from immorality, from worldliness, from guilt, from all oppression and depression. Why not let him come into you and dwell in you and give you eternal life? May you not just celebrate freedom, political freedom. May you celebrate the freedom of Jesus that he provided for you on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. Feel free to email us, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. And feel free to call us for prayer or counseling, area code 240-552-5899, 240-552-5899, or you call the other line, 202-460-7110, 202-460-7110. Also, we invite you to watch it with us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, with LS2, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. We'll meet there every day, 6 p.m. daily to 8:30 p.m. daily. From Monday through Friday, we have Bible studies and teachings and prayers, intercession. We have the Bible school. We have Rema Bible College of Bishops, where we train people with the Word of God. We have the Global Intercessors going on and all these activities. You are welcome to come and join us. And then on Saturday and Sunday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. daily, we have teachings and prayer and deliverance and healing and miracle services. Come with your friends and family, and God will do you good. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you. I would say have a great independence celebration, have a great freedom celebration, a great liberty, celebrating Jesus in your heart, the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. God bless you with this word. in the name of Jesus.